This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The World Health Organization said Thursday it was rushing in supplies and upping surveillance after Ukraine's dam disaster this week amid an increased threat of cholera and other waterborne diseases. Ukraine and Russia have accused each other over the breach of the Kakhovka Dam in southern Ukraine earlier this week, which sparked massive flooding and forced thousands to flee their homes, sparking fears of a humanitarian disaster. At a news briefing at agency headquarters in Geneva Thursday, the WHO warned the broader impact on health could also be dramatic. WHO Emergency Response Officer Teresa Zakaria told reporters, so far, no cases of cholera in Ukraine have been reported, but the flooding has raised a heightened surveillance for waterborne diseases and other dangers.
We are trying to address quite a wide range of health risks actually associated with the floods, starting from trauma to drowning to waterborne diseases, but also all the way to the potential implications of disruption to chronic treatment, which we're watching out also very closely.
Following talks Thursday at the White House, U.S. President Joe Biden and British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak held a joint news conference where, with Russia's invasion of Ukraine at the top of their agenda, both pledged to support Ukraine as long as it takes. In his comments, President Biden credited the British leader for his leadership in supporting Ukraine.
The UK and the United States, together with more than 50 partners, have committed historic levels of security assistance to Ukraine. And I want to thank the Prime Minister for his strong, strong leadership, contributing significant amounts of security assistance and training Ukrainian troops so they can effectively use the equipment and ammunition we've collectively provided them.
Sunak said it was important for allies to maintain a united front and send a message to Russia. This is VOA News.